I want to start off today's episode with a little bit of a disclaimer. I am so fortunate and lucky to have so many people in my life that are open-minded and that are accepting of all different thoughts, beliefs, lifestyles. You know, I really am so grateful to have people who just genuinely love others in my life. And I'm saying this because today's episode has a lot to do with religion. I never thought in a million years I would be someone to get a religious tattoo, but it's something that is an incredibly big part of my life that honestly, I hold back on talking about on social media or when I meet new people because it's just such a taboo these days. You know, you're always so quick to offend others and defend your opinion. And I've really just kept this pretty private, unless I've gotten really close to like a lot of my best friends know how important this is to me. So I just wanted to share it. I think it's time, and I think, you know, I could very easily wash over the explanation behind my tattoo, or I could give you the full story. With that in mind, I just ask for your understanding and your love and your open mind. And I'm friends with some people who in their core are atheist or agnostic, and I love you. I really do. I don't want to ever think that I don't love you because of my relationship with God, with the God that I know and love. I never want to force that on anyone, and I never want to say your way of thinking and your way of living is wrong. I hope that in the future, after hearing this episode, you will have more clarity on where I stand and why it's important to me. So let's just get into the show. Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. This episode was brought to you by Just Strong Clothing. Just Strong Clothing is a lifestyle brand for strong women. Whether you are an experienced lifter, a new starter, or have simply overcome great adversaries in your life, the Just Strong community is here to make sure you never give up. With t-shirts and crop tops, hoodies, vests, leggings, shorts, and bottoms, just like the squat, the clothing is a symbol of standing back up, fighting against any resistance life throws at you, and becoming stronger. And if you'd like a 10% off discount, head on over to the checkout and use the code DAVFAUST10 for 10% off your purchase. Be strong, and let's get into the show. I got a tattoo on my wrist, and as far as, you know, telling the story behind it, I thought about doing just a social media post where I typed this novel in the caption of the photo. But instead, I thought, you know what? I just authentically want to speak. I want to share it on the podcast because I think I hear from so many people that my voice is a gift and they love hearing the way that I tell stories. So I thought that this is a deeply meaningful thing for me. So I thought I would share it with one of my gifts. I have to take it back probably right after I graduated college. I really felt lost as to where I was supposed to go and who I was supposed to be because, you know, I was still working on my identity as far as getting healthy and losing weight and becoming a happier, healthier version of myself. So as far as career and building a life and finding my home, I was such a mess of a human. And I didn't realize that I am a people pleaser and a perfectionist. So I never wanted to come across that I was failing or that I wasn't being successful or that I wasn't on a path that made sense. And, you know, I had a lot of people in my life who were incredibly successful right out of the get-go. You know, I saw people go to college, get jobs right away, you know, buy a house, have their own place. And for me, that wasn't my story. I was living at home. I was working 2 part-time jobs because I felt like if I had student loan debt, then I couldn't really buy a home. And I felt really lost in my hometown because, as I have mentioned previously, it's a very small town and I'm a very creative person. And I just knew that I couldn't find any sort of work that I wanted to do in that area. It was just time for me to leave. There were no opportunities. So I, during this time, really started developing anxiety around this whole concept of the future and what does it mean and why am I not being more successful? Why do I not have what so-and-so has? And I really had anxiety and I was, you know, there were days when I would be going to my waitressing job and I would have a panic attack right before because I was just like, I know this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. Like, why am I choosing to do this? Why am I living this way? Why am I failing? Around this time, I would just randomly be doing things around the house and I would look over or I would check my watch and I would see the time 12:34. And at first I thought, well, that's kind of cool. 12:34, you know, whatever. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I wouldn't think anything of it. I would continue living my life. And then the amount of times that I would see it was just remarkable. Like I would see it at least once a day, every single day. And I thought it was just so, it was kind of weird and creepy. And I didn't know, like, I was like, what does this mean? And it wasn't like I was looking for it. Like I wasn't staring at the clock at 12:30 waiting for 12:34. Like I would literally be caught up in something and just happen to glance over and see 1, 2, 3, 4. And I kind of did some digging around and did some research online with Google. I came across the study of numerology and it really got my wheels turning because one of the theories had said that, you know, the pattern of the numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4. So the first 1, 2, 3 means that life is a lot easier than it seems. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. And number 4 is the number of the angels. So 4 is angels are with you. And I liked that. And it felt good to look at it that way. But, you know, I was at this place where I was going to church just to go through the motions. You know, like my mom is a devout Catholic and my grandmother was a devout Catholic, but the churches that we would attend and the services that we would attend, I just felt like it was a chore. You know, I was never really listening during the Mass. And honestly, like my mom can agree to this. She loves when I go to church with her because she loves to hear me sing the hymns. She loves my singing voice. And it was kind of like a chance for me to sing for my mom once a week if I went to church with her. So, you know, it was one of those things that I never really personally felt anything by going. I just felt like it was something that had been done for so long. And if I was living under my mom's roof, it was expected of me. And so it didn't, you know, the thought of angels and having, you know, people on the other side, it was comforting because I had lost my grandmother. But at the same time, I didn't think that I had a direct communication path to God. I just felt like if I want to experience God, I need to be sitting in church. And because I wasn't getting anything out of the masses and I was daydreaming and distracted during Mass, I just felt like I didn't have a clear communication with God, or I just, God, not that God didn't care about me, but God wasn't really concerned with me. I continued this, you know, anytime I would see 1234, it felt more heartwarming to see 1234 on the clock. And then it was clear to me that it meant so much more than that. I'll never forget. I was in my waitressing uniform about to make the drive to work, and it was the middle of May, and it was going to be a very busy night, and I knew that it was going to be a very busy night, and I was in my bathroom, and I was just crying. I was really upset. I didn't want to go. I wasn't looking forward to it. I knew that it wasn't what I was supposed to be doing with my time, and I felt really lost and defeated. So I was kind of having this anxiety attack, crying, feeling really upset. And I finally looked in the mirror and I said, okay, Davina, now you probably made yourself late by having this little temper tantrum. And I looked at my clock and it was 1234. And in that moment, I felt a sense of just total peace, total numbness. Like, it hit me like a brick that seeing this on the clock was so much more than just a cute little, the angels are with you type of slogan. Like, somebody was listening. Somebody was paying attention, and somebody wanted me to know that it was going to be okay. Every day that I saw 1234 from that moment on, it was just a reminder for me to take a deep breath and for me to just relax and be at peace and know that it was a sign that someone was listening. And for a very long time, you know, I'd been through so many different situations, and I would go through these patterns of upset and frustration. And whenever I would see 1234, it got the feeling, I got the essence that it was my grandmother speaking to me, because my grandmother had passed away from skin cancer. And actually my first tattoo is kind of a tribute to her. So I just assumed, like, okay, 1234 is Nana. Like, that is Nana speaking to me. But a few years down the road, I spoke to a medium. I asked her the question, is 1234 my grandmother? And she said yes and no, that it was more so the presence of God and that she was there with him, but it was more so a direct communication to God. And that's when I really started to reconsider this whole notion of religion and going to church. And I could pray if I wanted to. I could go to a park and sit in solitude and talk to God. And that was my religion. And, you know, I wanted to go to church because I felt like it would connect me closer to my family. It's like a bond that we, our souls and our spirits share if we all go to a church together. But I didn't necessarily need that to believe in God. And I didn't necessarily need to go to the church every single Sunday in order to feel like God loved me. More time passes and I get very sick. I don't really know why I'm sick. It was just kind of like a pain in my digestive tract. And I remember having to go in for tests. I went to a gastroenterologist and I explained my symptoms that I had. And he said, well, based on the symptoms that you're communicating to me, this could be a lot of different things. So I want to do a lot of different tests to rule these things out. So I signed up to go to his office probably 3 or 4 times in the month of December. And at that time, my roommate had moved out and I was living alone. And I just felt like I needed peace of mind. I needed to know that I wasn't alone and that I was going to be okay. And I actually reached out to one of my friends who was very devout in her Catholicism and has just one of the purest souls you will ever meet. This is a shout out to Jackie Ostick. You are honestly one of the best people I've ever met, just on a human level. You're just such a good person. So I reached out to her and I said, Jackie, I know you go to church. Where exactly do you go? And so she gave me the name of her church. It was Blessed Sacrament. And I went to that church and I sat down, and Father Dufel is one of the greatest people in the world. I sat down at this mass and he started the homily with, "We all come together, all age, gender, race, sexual orientation, all believer in this Jesus." And I, in that moment, was like, this is what I've been missing. This is what I've wanted so badly. I wanted to have a clear place for me to communicate with God, but I wanted to listen to somebody that could actually speak to me and believed in the same things that I did outside of the church. So, like, politically speaking, it's a very progressive Catholic church. You know, we have women's groups and we have environmental causes that meet once a week. It was just like such a breath of fresh air to find this place. For the first time, I didn't feel like I was going through the motions of mass. I was actually listening to him. And Father Dufel just has this way. Every time he gets up to say mass, he says something that I need to hear. And it's in a way that, like, I could burst into tears if I didn't control myself every single Sunday, I swear. So I found my church. I was getting back on track with my relationship with God and learning how to pray on my terms and learning how to believe fully and not just say I believe. And then I went through another difficult time. Once again, I was working in this job that was incredibly stressful, and I did not feel like was aligned with my purpose in life. It wasn't something that I felt like I was benefiting from as far as from a personal standpoint. You know, obviously I'm grateful for health insurance. I'm grateful for good pay, but at the end of the day, I'm unhappy. I was unhappy. So I was very, very distraught in my work environment. Then I was also dealing with an online dating stalker, which I did an episode on that a few weeks ago. I believe it's called The Right Swipe That Went Horribly Wrong. So if you go back into the library, it should be still there and you can listen to that to hear the more in-depth story on that. But anyway, it was, so my job was stressful. My personal livelihood was being threatened by this man. And on top of it all, my roommate decided that she was going to move out to live with her boyfriend. And, you know, kudos, congratulations, I wish you all the best. But she gave me less than 30 days notice and then didn't help me find a replacement. When the time came, I was totally screwed. You know, I was out money. I didn't have the money to cover it. So it was, you know, I was going to have to live on credit for another month or two. And just all the stress was weighing down on my shoulders. And I remember calling my mom the day before my birthday, being so intoxicated by going to drink my feelings at happy hour. And I was on the phone with her and I was like, "Mom, I don't want to do this anymore." And like, I just remember a giant truck coming and taking everything inside of me not to step in front of it. And at that moment, I knew, I was like, I need to get out of here. I need to go talk to God. I need to find somewhere to go where I can talk to God. And again, I didn't have the money to do this, but I booked myself a trip to the Hamptons and I found an Airbnb with probably the kindest people I have ever met in my life, Kathleen and George. If you guys are looking for somewhere to stay in the Hamptons in New York, please look them up on Airbnb. They are the sweetest people. And they had a little dog that cuddled with me while I was there. But I chose their house in particular because they had access to a beach. It wasn't a big beach. It was more so kind of like a bay. But I've always been connected to water, especially in nature. And I just knew, like, if I go to this little beach and I pray, then I hopefully will feel so much better. So it was March as well. It wasn't like it was July and beach weather. I was wearing a winter coat on the beach. So I leave the Airbnb, I walk to the bay, and I sit down, and there's like a little wooden bench against the fence. And I just sat down, and I'm probably going to burst into tears when I tell this story because it just meant so much to me. A few months prior, I had recorded a series of mantras spoken in my own voice of things that I wanted to achieve and accomplish. And I decided to play this. I thought, you know what? This is positive reinforcement. This is what I want to do with, this is the direction that I want for my life. And it's coming from my own voice. So this will probably be what I really need right now. So I sat down on the bench, pulled out my headphones, and I started playing this mantras file. And one of the mantras that I had recorded at the time was, I deserve to love what I do and to love my life. As soon as those words came through my headphones, the sun directly shined on my face. As soon as I said that I wanted to love my life, the sun directly shined on my face. And I knew that was God. And I cried. I'm crying now, just reliving that. And I took a moment and I cried and I said, thank you for reminding me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for letting me feel these things. And thank you for confirming that I'm not alone and that my life is amazing and it's only going to get better if I just be patient and committed to improving. And so after this moment, I opened my eyes and I looked down at my phone and it was 12:34. From that moment on, every time I have seen 12:34, which is typically once a day, sometimes twice a day, I will stop what I'm doing and I will say a prayer. And I will start it with, thank you, God, for this life that I have. And I ask that you continue to guide my path. And then I'll put in something specific that I personally want or that I'm feeling that day. Or, you know, I personalize it pretty much every time. But I wanted to get 12:34 tattooed on my wrist because I want the reminder that I don't have to wait for a clock to physically tell me that God is with me. I don't have to, if I'm having a bad day, I don't have to at 10 a.m. think, God, I hope I see 12:34 today. 12:34 now that it is tattooed on my wrist is with me forever. At any moment that I feel discouraged, defeated, upset, broken, I can look down at my wrist and know that I'm not alone and that my purpose is yet to be fulfilled and I am doing all the right things. I'm not a failure. I have someone who supports me and loves me, and that's all I need. So that's why I got this tattoo. I'm sorry for just getting wildly emotional, but it's a very wildly emotional thing for me. It's something that I really needed at the time, and it's something that I am so happy to have shared with you all, and I hope that this episode has gotten your wheels turning. And like I said, my intention of this episode was not to push my religious agenda or thoughts or beliefs on anyone. My intention is just to remind you that you can always take a moment to stop, breathe, be grateful, and proceed. And, you know, I jokingly, to people that I meet, I am just going to say, well, 12:34 is my lucky time. So I wanted to see it so that I know that I'm, you know, I'm always blessed and lucky and grateful. But you guys, you podcast listeners, you most faithful friends of mine now know the truth. And that means so much to me. It means more than you'll ever know. And I am honored to have shared this story with you. So that's all I have for you today. Please know that you're not alone. Know that you are living with intention. You are a beautiful, loving soul, and you deserve to feel that way about yourself. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.